Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. Jerry the Diver Guy is in an aquarium in the Smoky Mountains. We're going to check in with him in just a bit, as well as we have Walty Martini, Barry the Boater, Casey the Tobacco Nut. We got a full crew.
Has Jerry been captured?
What do you mean?
Do we need to go rescue him?
No.
He's in an aquarium?
Yeah.
Against his will?
Hopefully. That's what's going to make it that much more entertaining when we
Someone collects all kinds of fish and humans.
Correct.
All right, you don't sound like that. You're not concerned.
I'm not. It's Jerry. I mean, come on. He's been through way worse.
Okay.
So that's coming up. In the meantime, though, we have Sean on the phone right now, connected in Tobago of all places, at a Naui dream destination. Sean, how are you? Welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Welcome. Welcome to you and welcome to all your listeners, and greetings from sunny Tobago.
Yes, Tobago Dive Experience is the name of the operation that Sean works at there. It's a Naui dream destination, and it's been a few years since I've been there. And first off, let's just find out what it's like. What do you got weather-wise out there today, Sean?
Well, the weather is great out here today, about 90 degrees. Visibility was about 100 feet today.
Perfect dive.
Great
dive weather. Yes. Yeah, you know, when I went to Tobago a few years ago, the one thing that I still remember to this day was I saw the world's largest brain coral. Do you get is that like a site there in Tobago? Do you go there yourself, Sean? You know what I'm talking about or no?
Yep. That site is actually called Coral Gardens.
Okay.
And, that brain coral there is about 12 feet high, 16 feet in diameter, and it sits in about 60 feet of water.
Yes, that is a big
and
brain.
Very good health.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. So you guys dive there around the island of Tobago. It's fairly easy to get to Tobago. You guys are kind of off the radar a little bit. You really want to get away to a place where a lot of people don't get to witness. You can see some big stuff. I mean, not just the brain coral. I saw the largest sea turtle I ever saw was in Tobago. So you guys never know what might pop through the water column there when you're diving off the coast of that island. Is that right, Sean?
Well, that is very right, Greg. Tobago is the home of the Caribbean mantas. During the winter months, we get these cooling hammers of a particular site called the Sisters. We tend to get a lot more pelagics than most of the Caribbean, especially because of all that heavy rich waters that we have.
Right. And how did you guys get that designation as a Naui dream destination? Did they just say, hey, diving off the coast there with Sean is just awesome. We ought to give him this designation or what? How did that come to be?
I think it's from all the great reviews that they have gotten about this destination.
Yeah.
It is definitely one of the hidden treasures of the Caribbean.
Yes.
And Naui has been playing their part in trying to help promote all their dream destinations in the Caribbean.
Absolutely. Tobago Dive, Tobago Dive Experience. is the operation. And I think it's TobagoDiveExperience.com. Is that right? Is that the website they can go to?
That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
So,
you can go to Tobago Dive Experience. Yeah,
.com. And so, Sean, for you take the divers out there. I know I called when to set this up. You were out on the boat. So you take them out yourself on what? What kind of vessel do you guys have, or do you have a couple, or what?
Yeah, we have a couple vessels. We have 137-footer, 134-footer, and basically one is geared to take 16 divers, one is geared to take 12 divers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I lead a lot of the diving expeditions there, but we also have a highly experienced crew of dive masters and instructors. As you well know, so here we do a lot of drift diving, so it's all live boating, all dives are with dive masters or instructors in the water with you to ensure you have a safe one.
Well, there you go. Do a little live boat drift diving, so you don't have to kick or nothing. Yep. You just go, jump in the water, and the boat follows the flag. The guy with the flag, you follow the guy with the flag, and it's
that's right.
It's the most leisurely type of diving there is, really, and you can really see a ton of stuff. I mean, what tickles your fancy, Sean, when it comes to underwater critters? Do you have a particular animal or thing that you like to see underwater when you're out diving yourself?
Well, my favorite big critter is diving with the manta rays.
The mantas,
that's
yeah,
definitely my number one. We get them here on quite a regular basis. They're very interactive with the divers as well, which is quite strange. And so that would probably be my main on the big side, but on the small side, we have a lot of the rare small angel fish, the ones they call the cherub angels and the bat angels.
Cool.
So, they got a lot of diversity, in 1 week of doing 10 dives, you can average about 160 different species.
Very nice. Now, those mantas, how big are these mantas that you guys have in the area there in Tobago, you figure? I mean, they range wildly or how big across? You figure
we get both the what we call the Caribbean reef mantas, which will get up to about 10-12 feet, and then you get the large Atlantic mantas, which will get up north of 20 feet.
Wow!
But the Caribbean reef are the more common ones, as the name would say. They're the ones you see more on the inshore reefs.
Mm.
And what we have noticed is that they actually come to Tobago to birth as well. So during the March, April, May months, we are also seeing quite a lot of baby mantas, which is quite a joke to see.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, it's been too long since I've been there, and I'm sure everybody's listening going, oh my gosh, we got to get over there and do some of that stuff. It really isn't hard to get over there from the U.S. either. You can get hop on a flight right from Miami, and you're right there in Tobago in no time, right?
Yeah. Well, we have flights, all the major airlines flying into our big island, Trinidad. So you have American, United, Caribbean, JetBlue, WestJet, you name it, they all come into Trinidad. And then there's a hop-off flight on an ATR that takes 20 minutes.
Right.
And it's just $50 return on that particular flight.
Well, there you go.
But we have one direct that comes in out of JFK on a Sunday with Caribbean Airlines as well. So there's a lot of choice.
Yeah, you got a lot of options. Yeah, and you might want to stop off in Trinidad.
We just took a look at spring break for next year. There's a $400 fare, for example, coming in out of JFK directly into the vehicle.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, cool. Well, Sean, thank you so much for giving us the update. Appreciate it. And congrats on being a Nauy Dream Destination. And hopefully we'll see you under the water down there at some point in the future.
Well, Greg, hopefully I will see you up at DEMA, and you keep doing a good job in helping promote scuba worldwide.
Well,
again, Greg.
Yes, always a pleasure, my friend. There you go. Sean from Tobago Dive Experience. And, that was nice of him. I'll see him at the DEMA show in Vegas. But, Tobago, it's been way too long. We had a really cool adventure. They had this Tobago Dive Festival that we participated in, I want to say at least 6-7 years ago. And we haven't been back for whatever reason, which kind of blows. But that's how it happens. You get so distracted, you get new things to put on the list, and then you forget about these cool places that you've been. And I'll tell you, we had the world's largest brain coral, and we dove that. And that's pretty remarkable when you see something like that, a big round ball that's over 12 feet tall.
When you swim over it, does it make you smarter?
Yes, of course. Look at me. You've heard me on this show.
Yeah,
you've been listening today.
I question it.
Oh, well, it. I'm going to say yes, but there, you know, it could be a subjective, you know, interpretation of what has transpired over the years. But you know, the thing is, you still would want to go see it, whether it rubs off on you or
not.
Oh,
hell yeah, I want to go now.
But the mantas, oh. But I saw this giant turtle literally came up and laid eggs on the beach, and we were having dinner, and they had, hey, there's a turtle out on the beach. We went out there. This thing was massive. I had never seen a turtle that big in my entire life. It was
the size
a dinosaur.
Of a Hyundai.
Yes, we'll go with that. Hyundai, VW Bug. Yeah, small vehicle for sure.
Fiat.
No, that's too small. Bigger than a Fiat. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Lobster tail. Is that the area near the butt?
Mm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. And Jerry the Diver Guy is in the Smoky Mountains. And he's hanging out with his kids. But I think he went to the Ripley's, Believe It or Not, Aquarium. And I think we got him on the phone. Jerry, come in. Can you hear me now?
What's going on?
There he is. Yeah, I hear him. Okay. So what's going on with you, man? Are you there at the aquarium or what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, we just come out of the aquarium.
Yeah.
We went and seen those ferocious man-eating sharks.
Ah, was that it? Okay. So did you see any divers in the tank, too, or no?
Oh, yeah, there was one diver. They was doing one dive show while we were there.
Right.
We missed the mermaid show.
They got a mermaid show, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
They've got a mermaid show now.
Yeah. So are you there recruiting then?
Last time
you were up there, you tried to get them to talk to us.
This place was run over today.
What do you mean run over?
The aquarium was full. I mean, there was visitors left and right in here today.
Yeah? Okay. So they're just doing a lot of business. They don't got time to talk to you. Because last time you almost got kicked out of there when you started trying to talk to them, right?
Oh, yeah. They didn't let me want to interview one of them.
Yeah. So you didn't push it this time. You kind of went incognito, say, I don't want to create a big scene.
I pulled my hat down low and walked in.
I gotcha. Okay, because, yeah, he was kind of banned from the facility last time. It made for good radio, but not really a good visit. You hear what I'm saying? He's there with family.
Hey, it's all fun and games until somebody gets your eye put out.
Yes, good point. But at least you're near water today. Well, I should say you're usually connected via the computer when you're sitting on the throne back home in the mountains of Virginia, but being by an aquarium is probably more appropriate for a scuba radio show. So you're at least you're feeling it, even though you're not in the ocean. You're by the aquarium, right?
We're still seeing those pesky lionfishes.
They got lionfish in there in the aquarium?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, they had a gigantic one in here.
Really? Not in the main tank, like a special exhibit just of lionfish?
Yeah, just a special exhibit of lionfish.
I see. Okay.
Yep.
And I mean, but it's the Ripley's Believe It or Not Aquarium, right?
Yeah.
So are there things like, you know, like two-headed lionfish and weird things like that, or is it just a regular aquarium? I haven't been in those things.
No, that's up at the Believe It or Not.
Okay.
Wax fish.
I got you. But that's like next to it, isn't it? The Believe It or Not Museum?
Yeah.
All right. So they keep
Believe It or Not, it's right up the road from it.
I see. But this is just basically an aquarium, you know, and they have little shows and mermaids and things like that.
Oh, yeah, it's just a giant aquarium.
Yeah. What are the mermaids get in the tank with all the critters and stuff, and they put on a show?
I think so. I've never seen the show.
Yeah.
But I think that's what they do.
Yeah, okay. Well, that would make sense. Yeah,
it's kind of what we're really interested in.
Well, that would be, you know, are they real? I mean, they have a tendency to obviously work out a thing where they have mermaids and with the fish. So there is a little bit of a mystique to it, I guess. It's not just all fish and stuff we'd see in the ocean. I mean, if they throw mermaids in the mix, right?
Well, we can throw them in the shark tank.
Okay, so they have like a feeding show.
Yeah.
I gotcha. You know, it's the Smoky Mountains. Anything goes. You know, so you're done with the aquarium now, and now you're just walking the strip there in the Smokies, or what?
Oh, yeah, we're getting ready to go into the world records and the Guinness World Records and then go up to the Believe It or Not. They just reopened the Believe It or Not now. They redid the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So we haven't seen it yet, so we're going to go up and see it today.
All right. Now, you're sounding fairly coherent, so you obviously have not hit the old Smoky Moonshine Pavilion yet?
No. Kids are with me today.
Ah. So, what, you're planning to drink more than normal is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that would help ease the pain.
Okay. I'm sure they appreciate that.
This surgery is about to kill me anyway.
Well, yeah.
Daddy needs his medicine.
True. That's right. There you go. All right. Well, enjoy your afternoon in the Smokies. Thanks for checking in, Jerry. And
you all have a wonderful evening.
There you go. All right. Will do. And get us some saltwater taffy.
Get her done.
And some, what flavor of moonshine would you guys like to have?
What did I have before that I liked?
Oatmeal raisin.
Oatmeal cookie.
That was the
moonshine.
Bomb.
Moonshine. Oh, smoke. Wait. Bury the book.
Oatmeal raisin moonshine, really?
Yeah.
Really good.
Oatmeal cookie. Yeah. It's like Little Debbie snack cakes.
Yeah.
In
just
liquid
like that.
Form.
For your soul.
Yeah. Yeah, they make all that right. Stuff. They do. And, you know, the Smoky Mountains, you wouldn't think that'd be a place you'd go diving, but at least you go watch the divers.
Except he misses the main best part of the show.
Boy, which part is that?
He missed the mermaids.
The end? Oh. He missed the mermaids, yeah. I don't really get what they're doing with that exactly. You know, they're just...
Well, they're putting on a show, apparently.
Evidently, but what do they do? They just go under...
Swim around, wave at the kids.
Like, hey, look, we're in an aquarium.
Don't show up for stuff.
Radio. Wait, Casey, what are you saying?
And one more group ripping off scuba radio.
Well, they're not. I mean, they, you know, they could be.
Yeah, they got it from us.
Okay, we'll go with that. Why not? They borrowed the idea, but they, I don't know. Who knows where they got their mermaids? You know,
I was up in that I was up in that museum back in 1972. That's how long it's been there.
Really? It's been there that long?
Yeah, wow. It was in Gatlinburg.
Yeah, it is in Gatlinburg. That's where he is, yeah. Hmm. So did they have the moonshine tasting pavilions there when back in the day?
No, I was a bit of a youngster then, and they didn't have any aquarium either, but they did have believe it or not, 40s. Museum.
He was what?
He was in his early 40s. Or,
right.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Barry the Boater, we do got to talk to him.
Barry the Bugger.
Well, I've been calling him Barry the Boater today because he really was not Barry the Bugger this week, CJ. Do you care to fess up, Barry?
I failed. No, actually, I did catch lobsters.
Good day, sir.
But they were either, thank you, my young Patty one. Yeah. They were either pregnant or they were short.
Sounds like my dives.
I don't know why they were pregnant. We'll
tell you off the air.
No, we can tell them on the air.
When a mommy lobster and a daddy lobster love each other very much, they hug.
No, that actually isn't how it works.
They don't hug?
I mean, are they pregnant all year long, or isn't there a time when they take a break?
The stork comes, or a seagull.
They have different cycles, I think, of pregnancy and stuff. So they close down the Florida spiny lobster season where they think there's most female lobsters with eggs. Yeah.
This conversation is skating right on the edge.
Yes, it possibly is. All right.
Shut up.
We'll regroup and figure out how we can talk about this delicately next. Stay close. First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio. Bubble Boy also he multitasks as our researcher for Scuba Radio. And you have found out what about pregnant lobster?
Yes, a lobster carrying eggs is said to be, quote, in Barry.
Uh-oh.
So there you go. When they're pregnant, they're in Barry.
Yep.
So, Barry, how do you feel about that?
Ouch. They're pretty sharp, you know.
Yeah, well, they're supposed to be in you, not in your shorts, just so you know.
Well,
again, hey, that's no yoke.
They would have been in me if they hadn't been pregnant, because then I would have taken them home and cooked them.
Okay.
I think it's because the eggs look like berries, Greg.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry has eggs?
Little berries.
Yes, little berries.
B-E-R-R-Y.
With little glasses.
Oh, those
like blueberries, only orange.
I like thinking the other way. If you think like there's a bunch of little berries under their tail with their own loopers and tickle sticks.
Yeah, that's no weird. Loopers.
No loopers.
I did a little research, and it says they only get pregnant once a year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And so, you know, they shut down the season from the end of March to the end of towards the end of July because they believe that's when, you know, the lobsters are getting their freak on. Now, there's some holdovers.
I think they call it getting busy.
Yeah, okay. There's some holdovers that go past the beginning of lobster season that are, you know, late bloomers. Or maybe that, you know, the ones that you catch with eggs are probably the ugly lobsters that are having trouble finding, a mate to get them, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So.
Sorry. They were in the lobster bar after closing.
Yeah, but I don't know the physiology of lobster sex and stuff, if they have to touch each other and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's what Bubble Boy is looking up right now on the internet to entertain himself.
I can't see, damn it.
That's our research initiative, right?
That's our research, our crack news team, or news team on crack. I think it's the latter, actually. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Interesting, scuba diver. I remember the first fish I saw. I could have sworn he took a double take at me, like, what the f***? Bigger than you ever did, going everywhere you never been. All we do is dive in it. 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 All we do is dive in it.
What do?
All we do is dive in it.
Okay.
Yeah. All we do is dive in it.
All we
do is dive in it.
I get the point.
Dive in it.
Okay.
Dive in it.
Uh-huh.
All we do is dive in it.
All right, well, that's fine. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and Bubble Boy in the studio. Buried a boater, buried a bugger. He was not this week. So he's back to buried a boater. We have Walty Martini at the Gomez Hilton. And, of course, Casey, the tobacco nut from the Tobacco Hut on the west coast of Florida with us, rounding out the crew today. All right, so just to follow up on Barry's lobster mishap, he's blaming it on pregnant lobster. There were too many pregnant lobster, and that's why he didn't catch any. Or do you think you just weren't looking in the right place there, Barry?
No. First of all, I did catch them, but they were pregnant, so I had to let them go.
Right.
Second of all, we were in some areas where there should have been a lot of lobsters, but I think they've gone to deeper water.
Well, that's what I was saying, because I've been following Chiefy on Facebook, and he has been cleaning up. I mean, almost every day he goes out, he has been limiting out has the picture as proof. You know, it's just
When you go on a private boat,
yeah,
you can go to those special places that the public boats won't go to. So.
Well, I understand that, but it also I think it has something to do with the depth and which particular reef line he's working off of the coast of Fort Lauderdale there. Because he was telling me last time I spoke to him, and I said this last week, that he felt they were going deep, and that's what he alluded to. And where you found those lobsters that you said had eggs, you were in what, on the second line around 40, 50 feet?
I was on the second reef around 50, 40 feet,
yeah,
in that area.
So the third reef, I'm guessing, I don't remember how deep it is, but I think it's like, between 60 and 80.
On the east side of the drop-off, it's 60 to 100, yeah.
Okay, so.
So it drops, you don't get much time down there. So, if you don't see anything, you either swim very fast before you run out of time, or you start coming up the reef, and maybe you'll find them as you're going to the shallower part.
Right. Well, I think it's worth a shot, but you're right. It limits your bottom time. I mean, Walt, have you been hearing anything from your, from your lobster friends down there? Are they telling you anything about lobster, or are you just focused on cooking them and eating them right now?
No, it takes about 3 or 4 months before they get into deep water. What I've found in the past, when they get out in that 100 foot plus stuff, usually the first 2 or 3 months lobster season, you're getting them in 25 to 30 feet. You're catching them on the first and second reef.
Well, I mean, it's hard to say.
25 on the top, 35 on the if the landward facing ledges anyway, because they're all, they're sticking in there with their antennas out.
Well, true. I think right about now, I don't want to wish a big storm, out in the Caribbean. It's been nice. We haven't had any big hurricanes or anything. But we kind of need something to kind of stir things up right now and push the lobsters around to disorient them.
When we did the shoot with NHK over in the Bahamas, that was the first full moon after the first horrendous cold front that passed through. Was the time of the lobster march. So we're not even into October yet.
That's right. We need a walk. We need a lobster walk.
So you're saying like a werewolf, like a were lobster?
Well, there.
Wow. Where are you howling from?
Well, if I find time this week, I may do a early morning beach dive and see how that works out.
Yeah, and just go super shallow and just see if...
Bring your silver tickle stick.
Maybe there's a reason. I don't know. But no, you'd have to wait till October.
I think it has to do with the smart ones versus the dumb ones.
Well, that, yes. Or as
smart
I said,
lobster are going, oh man, these guys are after us. Head for deeper water.
Well, or the lobsters with eggs are the ugly, ugly lobster that have trouble. You know, it took them a while.
Harry, you know what I've found down there was that Golden Beach area, which is south of where you guys were working. That's pretty good in early in the season.
Golden Beach. What is that?
Oh, well, it's very exclusive area, homes right on the water there. You can't dive off the beach there because they'll probably arrest you.
Yeah. Right. You go in by boat and then go in, drop in real shallow. Well, let's go. And even work a 15 and 20 foot ledge.
Okay.
Well, that's what we did when they were down, when we did the beach dive. We were in shallow water. But even then, you know that area, Greg. There were plenty of holes, but there were very few lobsters
in
there.
Well, that's true. But we were also overloaded with seaweed.
So many holes.
What about when you went out this week? Did you see any of that seaweed out where you were on the boat or no?
No, but I did see this red, that red seaweed. Remember a couple of years ago where
the red hairy stuff
at the bottom? Yeah. It came back a little bit.
Yeah. Well, they say, you know, it's all the news you hear on Florida right now with the red tide and the algae bloom and the seaweed. You know, we're having record levels of it. Now, why is it? Is it global warming or whatever? Is it fertilizer runoff? Is it, you know, just people spending too much money on the grass and it's washing off because we've had a lot of rain in Florida this season? It could be a combination. Who knows? I don't know. You see a lot of theories being thrown out there on Facebook for sure, and people say the sky's falling. I think it'll pass, but we are having some pretty intense algae blooms right now, and that hairy red stuff, that's what you're talking about, right?
Right. That's the stuff we had a number of years ago. It was filled the whole bottom of the ocean out there.
Yeah, and that is a problem, and I've seen some stuff that connects that to sewage outflow, like nitrogen, you know, built up in the ocean. And I mean, you know, down there in South Florida, they do have those pipes that pump out the goo.
That's in Pompano, isn't it?
Well, they got a few of them.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood has a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, what's crazy about this, you know, obviously it doesn't sound very appealing, you know, but those are hot spots for lobster, for fishing. And, you know, I'm a little conflicted.
You get the three antenna lobster down there and the three eye lobster down there.
Three eyeballs.
From
the Fukushima. Whole thing. Yeah. I don't know how I'd feel about that, but, you know, it definitely increases the fish population and the lobster and crabs and stuff in that area, just like it would be at a dump. If you go to your local dump, I kid you not, you'll see more bird life at a dump. In your local area than most parks. It's insane. It's kind of disgusting. But look, they're going for food, and they're going to go where the food is, and that might be where garbage is. I remember last time I had to go to the dump, and I'm like, holy crap, look at that. Look at all the bald eagles. I saw like 20 giant bald eagles. They were so majestic, but they were standing on a, you know, they were standing propped up on
top of a pile of garbage.
Is that because
the dump attracts rats, so they eat the rats?
I would think maybe so, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a whole thing. But the same thing happens in the ocean. So, you know, with the exception of the algae or that fungus or whatever the heck that red hairy goo is, which, you know, attaches itself to the coral and the structure on the bottom of the ocean, I mean, it has a tendency to smother the coral and kill it. And obviously that's terrible.
Wow.
But if that isn't there, I mean, the crabs, lobsters, and fish are eating it up and getting fat and, you know, juicy, I guess, in a one way.
Delicious.
Yeah. I mean, would you want to eat them? I mean,
ones near the sewage outfall?
Yeah.
No, there's not enough penicillin in the world for me to touch those.
Well, how do you know? I guess that's my, you know, the thing about lobster, they are bottom feeders. So, you know, but they're very tasty, so they can take something that really is disgusting and turn it into some delicious morsel. How would you know if the lobster you just caught and ate hadn't been hanging out at the outflow pipe?
I check its passport before I take it.
You're a liar!
You just ask them.
You just ask them, hey, where you been lately? Oh, I've been hanging out by the poop pipe. You want to eat me?
Well, if you flip them over, their bottoms will be covered in red fuzzy stuff, won't they?
Well, you know, that would be a dead giveaway, yeah.
Yeah,
I do remember back in the day, I caught a lobster that was really weird. It had spots all over it, and it was kind of transparent and stuff. I couldn't tell.
You caught one that was a strange color one time.
Yes.
And you weren't sure whether... Remember when they had that disease with the blood or something?
It was the lobster AIDS.
Craig, that was a sea slug.
No, there was a... A few years ago, we had a lobster AIDS breakout. They literally called it a lobster AIDS. It was killing the lobster off.
Did you eat it?
No, I gave that one back to the ocean.
Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I didn't know this about you, Summer, that you are in your time off. You're a scuba diver.
Yeah, since I'm 10.
Since you're 10, but like you...
And I'm 50. No. I was diving before you were born.
And I'm going up.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving and going under. Greg the Dive Master here. And look, you know, we got our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise December 8th through the 15th with Explore Ventures, 1-800-322-3577. You heard Dr. Alex Brilski is going to be on board with us to give us some really cool seminars on the boat while, you know, after dinner. He'll tell us about the reef, and you'll learn all kinds of cool stuff. He really is an amazing guy, and it's going to be quite a treat to have him on for the whole week and pick up a few little knowledge nuggets that divers can appreciate. And also, we will be celebrating Christmas in the Caribbean, December 8th through the 15th. So right there between Thanksgiving and Christmas, everyone will be in the holiday mood. And the other thing that we're looking to do is bring, the Scuba Radio gift exchange onto the boat that week. So we've done this in the past in the studio with our office Christmas party where people steal gifts and things like that. We're talking about doing that on the boat with Explorer Ventures, and trust me, the prizes could be quite impressive, and we're working on some very special things. So make sure you join us. 1-800-322-3577. Tell me you want to get on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise December 8th through the 15th. And let's go to the phones. Let's see. They've dialed up 888-88. Scuba, hi, you're on there. Who's this? Hello?
This is Greg the Dive Master.
Oh, geez. Yes. This would be Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor or, yeah.
Santa.
I
heard you talking about Christmas, and I want to go on the Scuba. You said call in.
No, I didn't. Not. I told you to call Explorer Ventures.
You said to call 888 Scuba.
No, I. That was our announcer.
So
yeah.
I'm gonna. I want to go on the Scuba Cruise.
Okay.
I have my passport.
You have a passport. That's kind of surprising in its own way.
And so then I'll go on the cruise and we'll have a jolly old.
Where
good
are you?
Time.
Well, last time we saw you, you were down at the Gomez Hilton when we were bugging. Are you still down there or where? Where are you?
That was his brother.
I was in the Gomez Hilton. I'm in the hot tub.
Oh, geez. Walt, did you know he's in your hot tub?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
I think he's under the dock.
I think Walt's in the hot tub.
I'm not stupid. I just moved.
Wait a minute.
Walt, go look under the dock. See if he's floating around there.
I'm thinking he's hiding in the bushes.
Shut up, Barry.
Oh, geez. He knows your name.
I think he's calling in from Wyoming, to tell you the truth.
No, I'm not in Wyoming. It's too cold in Wyoming.
It is too cold. You're still at the Gomez Hilton. So you found little nooks and crevices?
I'm just kidding. I'm not at the Gomez Hilton.
Oh. Well, where are you then?
I'm at a place where the naked ladies dance.
Oh, gosh. God help us.
It's the Gomez Hilton.
That could be the Gomez Hilton, too, actually.
But not today.
Not today. Okay, but you don't want to disclose your location. But look, you know, you really shouldn't be on the Scuba Cruise because you're not a certified diver, at least not that I'm aware of.
No, but I can give out presents on the deck.
Yeah, the kind of presents you're going to leave behind on the deck are not what other passengers are going to want to see, is my guess. You know,
Greg, you are a dive instructor.
Yeah, but I have my limits, Barry. I mean, you've met them.
Greg,
come on.
That's why they call it the poop deck.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That would, good one, Barry. That was Bubble Boy, actually.
That was Bubble Barry.
Okay. All right. Well, Drunken Sailor.
Hey,
you guys remember
that gum Bubblicious?
Yeah. Why?
I think I just stepped in.
Oh, good. Okay. That doesn't sound right for the Gomez Hilton. He definitely isn't at the Gomez Hilton.
Look, I gotta go.
Okay.
I gotta go. They're taking me to a special room.
Oh, okay. Well, enjoy it. Have fun.
Okay.
Ask for a cavity search.
I'm on the radio. No, listen. I'm on the radio.
What? What is going on over there? Just hang up on that little boy. That is so wrong. All right. Well, what I can promise you is that the Drunken Sailor and or Santa will not be part of the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures in December. So, rest assured that will not be what you expect. But, you know, we'll manage to have a good time, and there could be a gift exchange, which means you could score some pretty cool stuff on top of just the great dive adventure that we plan to have as part of that event, December 8th through the 15th. 1-800-322-3577. All right, so we just got a couple minutes left. So I don't know, Barry, you say you're going to go out lobstering in South Florida again this week. You might do a beach dive. That is your plan?
My plan is possibly do a beach dive on Wednesday
or
Thursday.
Okay.
And then I got to pack up my gear and head up to visit someone on Friday.
That's right. Well, next weekend you're going to come up here and be in the studio with us. That is the plan.
That's right.
Yeah. So
that's
Barry,
the plan.
He could be Barry the Bugger next week if indeed he catches lobsters. If he doesn't catch lobsters, then he will be Barry the Boater.
So we'll just have to wait and see.
We will have to wait and see. You'll have that to look forward to or avoid, depending on how you feel about that. Also, Casey, are you planning to try to do some scalloping. Is that still the plan for tomorrow, maybe, or something?
I'm hoping if the weather holds. We've had some big thunder boomers moving in about midday, so if they call for clear weather, I'll be out gathering scallops.
All right. There'll be Easter egg hunting for scallops on the west coast of Florida. So we'll hear all about it next week. Till then, remember, gang, it is always better where?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in love here down in the mud under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.